May the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Those of you who follow the daily lectionary might be astute enough to notice that the passage Rebecca just read was not among the lectionary choices this morning. If you're really paying attention, you'll notice that it's from about 2 weeks ago when I was originally scheduled to preach in chapel. Much to my chagrin, I had to admit that week that I was too sick to make it to campus at all and that you all probably didn't want me touching the communion bread anyway. I was really annoyed that I had prepared a whole service and started to write a sermon, and then it just sat there, a nice little liturgy and half of a sermon, collecting dust on the shelves in my computer's memory. I'm a planner, you see. In fact, when finishing the reflection for today's service, I joked with Rebecca that I was just going to wing it this morning, and her response was to laugh and say, "Let's be real. Neither of us wing things." Now, I can't speak entirely for Rebecca, but I know that for myself, I don't wing things because I don't want to say the wrong thing. Especially standing up here in front of my classmates, my professors, my colleagues, the last thing I want to do is misquote something or sound like I don't know what I'm talking about. So, of course, it seems like every time I preach in the chapel here, the passage is about how superior God is to the knowledge of mankind. As I work on finishing up my second seminary degree, I doubt that there's anyone in my life who would accuse me of having a distaste for facts and knowledge and education. Yet here I am preaching once again on a passage that says how ridiculous all of our book learning is in the face of God's ways. Perhaps this is God's way of reminding me not to get too full of myself. Perhaps this is God demonstrating a brilliantly ironic sense of humor. I'm willing to bet that it's a bit of both. We're a few weeks into our new academic year. It's my favorite time of year here on the seminary campus. Those of us who've been around for a few years, maybe a few years too many for some of us, are shaking back out into our regular routine. The new students are still looking a little bit shell-shocked, but they're starting to settle in. This year, we greet the calendar with a new president, which is exciting and full of mystery. There's something regal and proud about academia. There's something that feels quite respectable about all of this. It seems especially so because this isn't just academia here. This is the most high and holy of all academic callings, seminary. Many of us are or will be preachers. We're in the business of proclaiming the testimony of God. Those even who are going to be teachers or administrators or social workers or whatever else it is that God has planned out for you at the end of seminary, you're here because proclaiming the testimony of God is some part of your calling. It is a lofty and respectable calling, so much so that it's easy to get lost in the midst of our plans and our classes and our learning and our reading and writing and translating and filling our heads with all sorts of knowledge. It's easy to forget that we aren't here because knowledge is our goal. Knowledge is a tool, and it's a powerful tool, a tool that we need to have, but it's just a tool. Without Jesus, without relying on God's power and provision, on the movement of the Holy Spirit, all this stuff we learn here is just a pile of facts and ideas. Unless our faith rests in God's power before our own wisdom, we are toast, my friends. We're just blowing out hot air. It sure sounds pretty to talk about trusting in God's power and not our own cleverness, but it's not for the faint of heart. This is dangerous work. There is no small amount of fear or trembling involved, especially perhaps with midterms approaching quickly. We will sound ridiculous to those who rely on the world's list of facts, and sometimes we may even sound ridiculous to ourselves. In Chrysostom's homilies on the epistles of Paul, he sums this up nicely. Human wisdom denied the cross, but faith proclaimed the power of God. Wisdom not only failed to reveal the things which people sought after, but also it encouraged them to boast of their own achievements. But faith not only gave them the truth, it also encouraged them to glorify God. My friends, this is the business that we are in. We are in the business of proclaiming the testimony of God, not so that we might prove our own knowledge of facts, not so that we might boast the largest church attendance numbers, not so that we might be best prepared to take on theological debate, not even for the grade. We are in the business of proclaiming the testimony of God so that God might be glorified. Amen.